Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The other thing that we're talking, especially in relation to the Fourth Amendment, or as we're continuing God's News Behind the News, is it's being reported in Reuters that there's a federal, the Federal Appeals Court, basically they say rebuffed the Obama administration's drone policy. And we've been talking about this here last week and the week before about drones that, again, are being used to violate Fourth Amendment rights because they're at least one of the things, because they're searching. They have cameras. They have all kinds of flying all over. And you have a right to privacy. Every citizen has a right to privacy. But this is what is being reported, that this they had a ruling on Friday that the CIA stretched its considerable secrecy powers too far. They continue to say the stinging decision may be the biggest news on the war on terror. And of course, they're saying that many people, that many news outlets are not even talking about it. And what they did is it lays down a key marker for a significant shift in counterterrorism policy. Back in 2010, there were 10 times as many drone deaths as there were in 2004. And this is a really important thing because they're saying, listen, you can't just go and just spy and just shoot out people. And the president should not have this absolute authority like this. The Congress needs to pass some sort of law here that gives a check and a balance to this. Now, the Washington Court of Appeals is second only to the Supreme Court in prestige and authority over how the federal government operates. And so this is really going to be very important about, you know, how this unveils and what's going to be happening here in the future, because this is a very serious policy. Who would have thought that we would be facing this type of violation of a plane, an unmanned plane, planes that are killing Americans, that are terrorists outside of the country now. They've killed a whole bunch of people that were outside of our country, but without any judicial process. Just randomly because they were a threat. And now, you know, you had Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky. He had a 13-hour filibuster to prove a point, to find out, listen, we want to hear a definitive no, that this is not going to be used. You know, these drones are not going to be used on Americans. And it took, I mean, the attorney general forever. There was this long, long conversation. I mean, long. And this is like, how long does it take for you to say no? And what they wanted to use was the word of imminent threat. And so let me tell you something, you know, talking about doing something and actually being in the act of doing a terrorist act are two different things. If someone's in the middle of actually committing a terrorist act, then you want to take that person down.
Sure.
Right? You're actually seeing them do harm. But if someone's, if they're talking about it, there's, you know, they have a right to be, you know, a judicial process to go before the court and to be charged with a crime if that's where they're being done, not to be shot at.
Not executed.
Right. Just because one person has the authority to do that. This is so, so important. But again, if we're not informed and we're not educated and we're not listening and we don't know what our constitutional rights are, then we'll wink at everything that's happening. And you know, before you know it, there's going to be a complete erosion. Erosion starts a little step at a time, a little step at a time, a little step at a time. Before you know it, it's absolutely gone. But I'm encouraged by both of these lawsuits, and I'm encouraged by how these judges are looking at the Constitution, what they swore an oath to defend and to protect. And we thank God for that. We thank God for that, because think about what this country would be without the Constitution. I mean, just look around at some of these other nations around world. Around the world. Yeah, it may be cumbersome. Yes, you know, we may have to get search warrants. Yes, that means that some people are going to commit more crimes. Yes, you know, that means that some people are going to get away with doing things that were absolutely wrong and illegal. Yes, that's what that means. However, it also means that the rights of the citizens are absolutely protected. And that's what matters. That's what's important, because we don't want to come into a time in our country which, you know, look at the seasons. Look what is happening. You're talking about a nanny state. I mean, when the mayor wants to say that you can't drink a Coca-Cola of your purchase that you spend with your dollars.
As much as you want.
Drink as much as you want. Soda. Meanwhile, 80% of the children that are graduating from New York City public schools can't read.
Can't read.
I mean, we need to major on the majors, right? And not major on the minors and not major on trying to suppress the people and take away their rights.
Exactly.
We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.